say to someone, Daisy, if they were leaving right after supper, or if you were leaving right after supper, you would say something like, good
night.
Okay. What would you say when you're saying goodbye when you're leaving someone's house at night? I may have asked you that.
I'd say good night or goodbye.
Okay. On the farm, you start to work before daylight. You say, we started to work before
sun up.
All right, let's think of a word like rise. You might say, what time did the sun rise this morning? You say, the sun
rose
at 6, okay. We were a little late this morning. When we started out in the field, the sun had already
risen.
Or you might say, I saw the sun
when it rose.
Or I saw the sun
sunrise.
If we worked until the sun went out of sight, we had worked until
the sun went down.
Okay, give me one word maybe. Sun
down.
Okay. Today is Monday, right? Let's just say today is Monday. So Sunday was
yesterday.
The day before today is also called
yesterday.
If somebody came on Sunday, that is the last Sunday, if he came a week earlier than last Sunday, you'd say he came here
2 weeks ago.
No. Okay, I think we're talking about 1 week here, so you'd say he came here
1 week ago.
All right. He's going to leave next Sunday. That is a week beyond, so you would say what there?
He stayed 2 weeks.
All right. And you might ask if he's coming a week from now. You might say, is he coming
back?
When?
Next Monday.
Well, let's keep Sunday. We're talking about the term Sunday.
Is he coming back Sunday week?
Okay. If somebody stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about how long?
2 weeks.
Monday is today. Tuesday will be
tomorrow.
All right. If someone, if you want to know the time of day, you ask somebody.
What time is it?
On my wrist I have a
watch.
What color?
Gold.
All right, so let's put that together. I have a
gold watch.
Midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's what?
7:30.
All right. Would you say anything besides 7:30?
O'clock.
I mean?
7:30 p.m.
All right, let's talk about the hour. 7 for a minute, and you were trying to tell someone it was 7:30. Would you say anything to them besides 7:30? For instance, would you say anything like half past or anything like that?
It's half past 7.
Half past 7? Do you say that ever? Okay. Then if it's about 15 minutes later than half past 10, you'd say it's about
7:45.
Or we're talking, I switched to 10 this time, so you'd say
9:45.
Or 10. Using the
9:45. All
right.
9:45.
If you're talking about this timing after 10, you're talking about, what would you say there?
9:50.
Okay. If you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, I've been doing that for quite
a while.
Business wasn't very good last year, but I hope it will be better
this year.
How old is your dog?
7 years old.
Okay. Something that happened about this time last year, you'd say it happened
a year ago.
You look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
You look up at the sky and there are no clouds around, and you say, I believe we're going to have a
beautiful day.
Okay, would you say anything else?
Pretty day. Sunshiny day.
If it's not a nice day and the sun is not shining and bright, you'd say it's a
dreary day.
Or it's a
drizzly day. Blue day.
Okay. The clouds are getting thicker and thicker, and you figure you may be going to have some worry or something. You'd say, the weather is
getting rough or bad.
All right. If the clouds are coming and it begins to look like rain or snow, you'd say the weather is... Let's say it's been a pretty day and now it looks like rain and snow. You'd say the weather is...
dreary.
Okay, we're talking about now a kind of a change, aren't we?
The weather's changing.
Well, would you say changing or would you say something else?
I don't know. They don't say that clouds are rising.
Okay. If it's been cloudy and then the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you'd say the weather is...
clearing up.
Alright. If the clouds were opening up and you could see a blue sky and the sun was beginning to shine, you'd say, I believe it's finally...
clearing up.
Alright.
Be sunshiny.
You remember at the beginning I told you that there were no right or wrong answers, that I just wanted to see what the way you talked, you know, when you were growing up. How did you feel about it when I first started asking you questions?
I was kind of nervous.
Did you stay nervous during most
no,
of it?
No, I got calm.
How'd you like it?
I liked it.
Why?
Well, I had passed the time away and I enjoyed it. Oh. I was scared. I didn't know some of the answers, but I'm proud I knew as many as I did.
Uh-huh. Well, if there's no right or wrong, you can't really miss anything. So, and I think you did real good. How do you feel about language now that we've done this?
Well, I feel like that I know a little more about language than I thought I did.